to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Fret not yourself because of evildoers, in the name of Jesus. This is how the psalm begins, not as a suggestion, not as a gentle idea, but a command. Do not fret. And yet, that is almost the air we breathe. Turn on the news. Scroll your phone. Listen to the conversations. Everything pulls you into fretting. Anger dressed up as concern. Anxiety dressed up as awareness. Constant low-burning agitation. Look what they're doing. Look what's happening. Look how everything is falling apart. Before long, you're pacing the fence line of the world, watching, commenting, stewing. But the psalm cuts straight through it. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. That's the part we don't admit. We think our fretting is righteous, responsible, necessary. But God says it actually leads somewhere dark. It feeds anger. It breeds envy. It poisons the heart. Because underneath, it is this quiet assumption. If I don't carry this, everything will fall apart. So you carry it, and it crushes you. Now listen again to what the Lord says instead. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. That's a completely different posture. Not pacing, but dwelling. Not grasping, but trusting. Not raging, but being still. The world says, stay alert. Stay outraged. Stay engaged at all times. But the Lord says, be still. Wait. That sounds almost irresponsible until you realize who he is. Because Psalm 37 is not telling you to ignore evil. It is telling you that evil does not get the final word. The evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. That is promise, not denial. Now, if you think that sounds naive, then listen to Job. Job does not live in denial. He says it plainly. Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. There's no sugarcoating there. Life is short, trouble is real, and death is certain. If anyone had reason to fret, it was Job. And yet he does not turn his suffering into frantic control of the world. He asked a deeper question, if a man dies, shall he live again? Peter answers that question. You have been born again through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. It remains. That is the real issue. Not the rise and fall of nations, not the outrage of the weak, not the latest disaster. Those things are real, but they are not ultimate. Grass withers, flowers fade, nations rise and fall. Headlines come and go. But Job is pressing toward something else, what happens beyond the withering. And that is where Peter once again takes us, with the you have been born again. There it is. Everything you are tempted to fixate on, everything that is driving your anxiety, is in the end grass. Real grass, painful grass, but still grass. The world is not stable enough to carry your heart. So God does not tell you to anchor yourself in the world. He anchors you in something else entirely, his word. And not just the general idea of God either, but a specific, concrete act. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world. but was made manifest in the last times for your sake. Before any of this chaos you are watching, before any of the troubles that make you fret, Christ was already giving. This is not a God reacting to events. This is a God who has already acted decisively at the cross. That is where the worst of the world gathered. Violence, injustice, hatred, corruption, and it all came crashing down on him. And he did not fret. He did not rage. He entrusted himself to the Father, and he died. Which means this: the worst thing the world can do has already been done, and it did not win because Christ rose. So now your life is not hanging on the thread of current events. Your life is hidden in Christ. You have been born again, not by managing the world, not by staying informed enough, not by worrying enough, but through the living and abiding Word of God. And that word has already declared something about you. Your sins are forgiven. Your death is defeated, and your future is secure. That is why Psalm 37 can say, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Not because nothing is happening, but because the decisive thing has already happened. Now, Martin Luther once said, "I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess." And the Book of Concord says, "Men cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works, but are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith." And that cuts right to the heart of it. When you try to hold the world in your hands, its direction, its future, its outcomes, you will lose. You cannot keep it. But when you place your life, your fears, your future into God's hands, you do not lose those things. They are kept. He also said very simply, "Pray and let God worry." Which sounds almost too simple, almost too blunt, but it is exactly what Psalm 37 is teaching. You are not God. You are not judge of the nations. You are not the manager of history. You are a baptized child of God, called to trust, receive, to dwell, to be still, and to live where he has placed you. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. That means attend to what is actually yours, your neighbor, your family, your vocation, your congregation. Not the whole world, but what is in front of you. Because while you are busy watching everything else, the devil is quite content to let you neglect the very places that God has actually called you to love. So the Lord calls you back. Back from the endless fretting. Back from the constant agitation. Back from carrying what was never given to you to carry. He gives you something instead, his word. Not analysis, but absolution. Not speculation, but promise. Not endless information, but a living voice that actually does something. It forgives you, it steadies you, and it keeps you. And it does not wither. Everything else will. The world is a field in late summer, already drying, already fading, already passing. But the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word has been spoken to you. So fret not. Trust in the Lord. Be still. Wait. Not because the world is stable, but because Christ is. In the name of Jesus. Amen.